When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back on the fan on this Yankee Day, 888-808-1019. I do wonder, Olson, seriousness, BT, are they going to do the same thing for Bellinger? Next week, maybe? Oh, no, it's Christmas week. I mean, once everything becomes...
Because it's a trade, probably not. They did the trade with Williams on Zoom.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Bellinger, though, is a big enough name where I would think maybe. Yeah, I mean, maybe
yeah,
not.
I'd be okay
anyway,
with it.
Well, if it does happen, we'll, you know. But anyway, the point is today, Max Fried was unveiled as a member of the Yankees. Susan did a great job with the coverage for an hour. It was fun to listen to Cashman and Boone and Blake and Susan discuss it. And look, the Yankees are still building. That's the bottom line here. There's an offseason where they wanted Soto. They missed out on him. They pivoted quickly. They got free. They traded for Bellinger. They bring in Devin Williams. And there's still work to be done here. And I would expect at least one more. I'm very curious to know, though, financially how far they go. Because if everything that they've done so far would have been the equivalent to Soto, mm-hmm. and our whole thought process going is, well, it can't be really Soto because then it's going to be minimal otherwise. Are we at that point? And you heard Cashman talking about it with Susan where they got to work some trades. And he's also referencing DJ LeMahieu. They're referencing some of the younger guys as Waldo Cabrera. Now, could that be a smokescreen? Sure, maybe fallback options. Point is, Yankees need at least one more big bat and maybe two.
They without a big bat additional to what they already have. And listen, Bellinger's good. I don't want to overstate. Bellinger's not a superstar, right. But he's what they need. He could play, you know, as we know, multiple positions. He can run.
He projects better in this stadium in that lineup.
He does. And I'll just finish that thought in a moment. But if you guys missed it, I said to Sal, I said, listen, I was doing some diving earlier, and I saw some reputable StatCast stuff where if Bellinger hit every single ball that he hit a year ago, but it was as a Yankee, he'd have six or seven more home runs. So that uppercut's going to, that swing's going to play here in the Bronx. Now, is he in front of Aaron Judge? If he is, he might wind up, you know, having a season that is even better than I think. I think when it's all said and done, I think Bellinger's at this stage, he's never going to be the MVP again. I think he's probably about 265 to 275, 18 to 20 steals. I think 25 to 30 home runs and good defense, you know, so I'll take that. But if they don't get the extra bat, then it's not. You can't look at this offseason as an A+. You can't. It's not even incomplete at that point. At that point, without a thumper at first or a thumper at third or Santander, which I would not do, the more I think about it, I don't want him.
Me neither. I wouldn't want him at all.
I don't. He just does too many things wrong. The Yankees are trying to get away from those incomplete toolboxes, if you will. He's got power. He's a switch hitter. I get that. He can't run. He's not an on-base guy. He's not a good fielder. To me, the value was just too... It's like the old Yankee way,
right.
But they need one more stick, to your point, at least one more.
Let's say they got Walker, which we both think is the perfect piece for them for multiple reasons. Defensive player, bat, you know, how it plays in New York, who knows, or Yankee Stadium, whatever, but and a short-term deal. There are three things that check the box for Walker being the good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they get him. Are you okay then with third base being a mishmash of Oswaldo,
like Cabrera,
or DJ?
Stuff like that. Yeah. Honestly, I think I would be. Enthralled, I'd stop short of using the word enthralled, you know, jumping for joy. Certainly content. And certainly at that point, you know, most objectively speaking, I think it would be unfair to say that Cashman and the Yankees didn't have a good pitch, like a really productive, good pivot. You want to stop short of an A+, I get that. You want to stop short of the A, that's fine. Yeah. But when you address suddenly, because it's not just that Bellinger's good and he's going to fit the team. Now you get Judge back to right field. I'm working under what you just asked me. If this is the case, you get a slick fielding first baseman who's going to hit some bombs and going to offer protection for Aaron Judge.
Right, and, you don't even worry about it. You pencil him in. He's going to field his position while he's going to hit. Like, you're good.
Now, listen, it would have been interesting, like, and I get it. I would have done it as well. I know that they like Durbin, but like, say if Durbin was still here, maybe Durbin starts at second, Jazz starts at third. This is if they don't do anything else.
Right.
If they don't, you know, if they can't get the Cardinals to bite on whatever money they want them to bite on with the Arenado stuff, or they just don't have the appetite, which I, you know, full disclosure, really would not for 7 years for Bregman. They don't want to give up Heel for Tucker. I would have. The Yankees, though, really, it went from very dark to very optimistic, very fast. I love what they're doing.
And we heard both Cashman and Boone talk about the young players, and you mentioned this a couple weeks ago, and we've talked about this. Like, ultimately, it's still going to come down to those guys producing to a certain extent to what the potential or expectation was of them before they got here, whether it's Volpe, whether it's Dominguez. Remember how we looked at Volpe after he won the job in spring training a couple years ago versus to where we look at Volpe now. Austin Wells, okay, 1 year, I think that there's more. You could see the ascension of Austin Wells being a pro bat catcher, like just a pure major leaguer with both sides of it, defensively and offensively. Dominguez, when he first burst on the scene, you were talking superstar, and now it's, I don't know, can he catch a ball? So then maybe there's somewhere in between. But those guys, if they get close to what their potential was, maybe even more specifically just Volpe and Dominguez, because I think Wells will kind of sit in a nice spot, whereas Volpe could be superstar, could be less than. Dominguez could be superstar, could be not a major leaguer. Like, there's still that variation between Dominguez and I think Volpe to a certain extent.
I would disagree with Volpe. I don't see Volpe being a superstar. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I've always said that more than you.
I don't see it. I've always kind of said this. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of evidence here, a lot of empty at-bats, a lot of...
That's a problem, though, to me.
It's a problem. Now, it's much less of a problem if you're hitting 260. Like, I don't need you to be young A-Rod or no more. But, like, you can't be hitting 240 with an OPS in the 600s. Now, he runs. He's cheap. He's got some pop, although the home runs diminished a year ago. He's going to play very good, you know, if not borderline elite gold glove defense at short. And he's a gamer. And he posts every day. But he's got a hit, man. Like, Dominguez, last year I was pumped about. I'm excited. But I'm tapping the brakes on Dominguez. As I start to calculate what these Yankees could be in 2025, I'm almost assuming, and hope to be proven wrong, that Dominguez is going to scuffle. Prove me wrong. Wells, I think you're absolutely right. He already plays. His bat already plays.
This is going to be a solid major league with some upside, but like I trust that he's going to hit and field, obviously.
Me too. You look at his pop time. He's like 1-8, 1-chain. Like, he's very good on the throws. He's better receivers. Framing is 90%. I know I'm getting geeky more and more, but this stuff matters. Like, I'm looking at these numbers, and Austin Wells is... I think he's getting 20 home runs this year. I love the kid.
He's a threat in the batter's box.
You could
feel it last year.
Yes.
So you would think you'd take a next step forward with that. Point is, Yanks at least one move away. Matt is in Hillsborough. He's been on hold so long, I don't even know what he wants to talk about at this point.
Matty.
Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Two things. One, I want to talk about BT on your trip into the city. But now you said something before about Williams giving up a big home run. 1997. Mariano gives up a home run to Alomar. Are you still taking him on your team?
Of course, yeah. Well, but my point is, first of all, don't compare anybody to Mariano because that's foolish. That's number one. Number two, my point is that, well, it's just not Mariano's the greatest of all time. Like, we tried to compare guys to him. It's just foolish. So Devin Williams is not Mariano Rivera. Right. Nobody is. We heard about Class A. Look at all the bet. My point is, though, before you get to your other point, Matt, closers, bullpens are fickle. The best closers in the sport last year, Williams, Class A, they got tattooed in the postseason. That's all that I was saying.
No, I understood. So, BT, you got to take a different perspective for that trip to the city.
Okay.
Bagel breakfast, couple of Bloody Marys, beers in on the train, Bryant Park, great outdoor bars. You go to the Irish for lunch, couple of beers.
Yeah.
You're in line for Santa, you dip out, couple of Irish coffees. Train home, 7:30, Knicks, Raptors. You get credit for going with Jen for the day, and you mask it as a whole day of day drinking.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking to do day drinking, though. Not yet. I mean, I'm going to the Jets. I'm actually going to the Jets game on Sunday. I'm going to have to do some day drinking that day.
That might be worse than your Monday itinerary.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not looking to day drink with the kids. I mean, I appreciate you giving me a trapdoor out here, but I already have the out. I'm not going.
Dude, I'm exhausted thinking about Jen and her family are doing that Sunday and Monday. They're doing the Jet game Sunday.
We're all going to the Jets game Sunday. Me, Jen, and the kids. Her parents. No, not her parents and everybody else.
Nobody else is going. Okay.
They're coming in Sunday night.
Okay, and at least for you, you're not doing it. So Jen and the kids going to do the Jet game Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no way I would want to go to that. And then Monday.
The whole day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then you got to start frying up the scallops of the shrimp and the flounder on Christmas Eve. Now I'm going to be making we cook together. Yeah. Everybody's going to kind of leave the house, go to the mall, pour a little glass of wine, put some music on.
That's nice. Mm.
Mommy and daddy start cutting up the shrimp. We'll see what happens.
I tried last night. I got shut down.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you should have got the tree yourself.
Yeah, I know.
We got shot down.
Right. Mitch and Fort Lee might have had a better chance than I did.
Oh, God. Can I bring up something that I said in our show meeting? Let's just be real. Let's be real about this. Let's be guys for a second.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bellinger, and I'm going to talk out of school here.
Yeah.
Bellinger's wife, who's beautiful.
It's his wife.
So it's pure. It's sacred. It's his wife.
It's weird that a lot of people are talking about it.
I don't think it's weird. Giancarlo Stanton used to date her. Okay, that's fine. Not out of bounds. Not out of bounds. George G was a gentleman.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, unless you're a better man than me, I don't know if I would want that. Imagine you being married to who you're married to, and she dated Gio. And, like, they had relationships.
I've dated girls.
You know,
girls.
And Gio was, I don't want to say it. I'm sure Stanton's all right down there.
I've dated girls that were ex-girlfriends of coworkers, sometimes by accident.
Here?
Like, I didn't know that. Well, here, uh-huh. I think.
Were you before or
here,
after?
Here, I think it was that they were dating my ex-girlfriend.
I'll see you were first.
I think. I'm not sure. There was another girl I met that I was friendly with that I didn't even know she dated somebody that she worked with. So,
yep.
But that's different than being married to an ex and being on the same team.
Yeah, and you're not walking around naked at Home Depot. Like, Giancarlo Stanton's walking around naked after when he gets it. It looks like Zeus. I don't know, man. I'm just going to be honest. I don't know if I can handle that. I'm pretty confident. I would not want that.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get more of your calls on the other side. 888-808-1019 on the Fan. BT and Sal back on the Fan. We should have Max Fried joining the show before we say goodbye at 2 o'clock. One more note, BT, before we get back to the calls. Brian Hoke, I just saw him tweet this. The Yankees are scheduled to have an in-person meeting with...
Give me Walker.
No.
Who?
Even better.
Even better?
I think, yeah.
Even better? Oh, my God.
Doesn't mean they're going to get him, but
Hold on. Even better. All right, so you're like me with Bregman. We like him, but it's going to be too long. We don't want Santander.
Right.
We don't want Pete for the Yankees. Right. Who?
Roky Sasaki.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know who else made the cut. Remember, this week we were supposed to find out who made the cut to get the in-person meetings.
Wasn't even thinking about him. Wow.
Media, I saw this come up. So then Hoke said Yankees scheduled to have an in-person meeting with Roky Sasaki. Brian Cashman said that today. So,
I mean, listen, you get... I'm not going to say that they're going to get him, but if they were to get him... Number one, it's incredibly cheap. Then maybe you could package Clark Schmidt.
The reason,
you could do something else. Trade for third baseman. Man from the Rockies. There's things you could do.
The reason why I would say even better, it's not that the Yankees need Sasaki, but he is the greatest value in baseball. How he pans out, who the hell knows? But a young pitcher with his stuff and his potential for nothing.
Yes, he's making nothing.
It's the greatest asset and value that the sport could have. So whoever gets him is going to be lucky. And right now, it's the idea that even he would take the meeting. Now, it is the Yankees. But still, East Coast, New York, remember we talked about a small media market?
Yep.
So now I'd be curious to see if the Mets even make that list. But either way, Yankees have a meeting set with Sasaki, so at least they're in the game.
Well, I hope it's the Pirates, the Reds, and the Yankees. I'll take my chances with those three, with those other two teams.
I was hearing...
You want a small market or you want here?
I was hearing from the reporters that I know and talk to all the time. I don't know if they've got on the record with this, so I won't name them in particular. But we've all heard that it was likely Dodgers and then Padres as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost seemed like a foregone conclusion that it was going to be one of those two teams.
Yeah.
But the idea that he's at least open a meeting with the Yankees, that would give us hope. Mets need him. Yankees, he'd be a luxury for the Yankees. And if they did, then you're right. They would have to trade or could trade Heel or Clark Schmidt.
You guys hear that?
What?
Huh? Hoff, do you hear that? Don't.
No, here we go.
So?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah.
You know who's knocking? Uncle Mo.
Yeah. Oh,
he wants back in.
Oh, stop. Yeah, Uncle Mo.
Hey, you can say stop all you want. Tell me the Yankees don't have momentum.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, the thing about Sasaki with the, it would be like $2.5 million. So you're right, it would be incredible value. But you think about the ability to monetize the Japanese player, like the the revenue stream that obviously...
No, it's a home run.
Oh, my God. I mean, if you're paying him $2.5 million and he's bringing in, I'm just throwing it out there, $25 extra million of advertising. Now, Ohtani's bringing in a ton, and I'm not saying that it's going to be, you know, apple to apple, because Ohtani's amazing, and we don't really know what Sasaki is yet. But the Yankees could, I mean, listen, I'm not even banking on them getting him.
I want to get your hopes up a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm a little surprised that they're going to get the face-to-face. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well, I am too. Even from a Mets perspective, I'm excited about it too, because it shows that he would be open to New York. Now, maybe he says no to the Mets. Who knows? Early on. Right now, we have Max Fried. We know he will be in the rotation for the Yankees. Max, BT, and Sal here on the Fan. Welcome to New York. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Not bad. First one for me, Max. What were your other options? What are the teams that you have to make a choice to decide to choose the Yankees over?
Oh, man. I don't know if I'm going to be completely honest, guys. I don't know where the I don't know what the line is or what's appropriate or not for me to be talking about. So I'll let me get back to you on that one.
Hey,
let me talk to my agent.
Fair enough. The last thing we're trying to do is get in kangaroo court here, getting pinched out of the first interview.
Exactly.
Was it a tough decision?
I mean, whenever you're making a commitment, to, you know, be somewhere for a long time, I think there's a lot of thought that goes into it. But when it came down to it, the Yankees showed a lot of interest, and obviously, it's an amazing organization. So, you know, I'm extremely excited to be able to make that commitment and then also, you know, to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. The staff is loaded. Obviously, Cole's are going to be a Hall of Famer. I mean, Luis Gil is straight up filthy. Yourself, Rodon is no slouch either. Clark Schmidt could throw it. See, I did a dive. I'm looking at your numbers. You're not so much the numbers, but your repertoire. And I find this really interesting. For those who don't know, you mess around basically with seven pitches. You got the four-seamer. You got the big curve, which are your two go-to for the most part. Then you have two sliders, a cutter, a change, a sinker. What I find fascinating, because you know, I've talked to other pitchers about this, sometimes when you leave the bullpen, you don't even necessarily know what you have. You think you're on, you're off. You think you're off, you're on. How do you find a way to command that many pitches?
You go into it, and you give it everything you got, and you kind of just you go with the flow. I mean, honestly, it's you have an idea. It's kind of, you know, the famous saying of in a box match, you got to plan until you get hit in the face. You go out there and, you know, if I got something, it might not be working early, but you stick with it. And then eventually you get the feel for it and it comes back. And, you know, it's nice to have a bunch of different toys to be able to, you know, change speeds and keep hitters off balance. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's about getting outs. So however I can do it with whatever pitches I have, to get as many outs as I can and as the least amount of pitches I can.
Now, Max, you're familiar with playing against New York. Obviously, your time in the NL East with the Braves and beating up on the Mets there as much as you did. Different type of pressure, though, when you put on the pinstripes and you're playing for New York in that big contract. How do you think you're prepared to handle the pressure of New York and being a Yankee?
I mean, it's the same game. No matter what city you're in, you're still 60 feet 6 inches away, and it's a competitive mano-a-mano. You know, the environment's a little different, but I'm an extremely competitive guy. So for me, it's just about going out there, staying within myself, and you know, for me, it's. If I take the ball and the Yankees win that day, it's a good day for me.
There you go. It's a good day for Yankee fans as well. Max Fried, BT and Sal on the Fan. You're obviously competitive. You're serious. You're focused. But when you're not pitching, are you going to cut it up a little bit in the locker room? What's the personality when you're not on the mound doing your job?
I'm pretty laid back. I definitely take my job seriously, but you know, laid back. I'd like spending time with friends and family. Whether it's playing some board games or cards with some of the guys or whatever it may be to pass the time. But I'm a pretty competitive guy, so even when I'm not at the field, I'm normally playing some sort of board game or chess or something like that to, you know, get that edge. Maybe some video games.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Max Fried. Max, why the difference in numbers? You're World Series champion, obviously, with the Atlanta Braves. You had some terrific seasons with the Braves. But why the numbers dropping off in the postseason? Anything to that or just circumstance?
Realistically, I've had some – my last couple ones have kind of – they haven't been good, right? I've went a couple, three, four innings, gave up some runs, and all in all, just it hadn't been good recently. So, don't make mistake that like I'm confident being able to take the ball in the postseason and delivering a win. It hasn't gone well, but doesn't mean that that can't change.
There you go. So you've seen Judge from a distance. What do you think it's going to be like playing with number 99?
It'll be nice not facing him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in this ballpark with his power of being able to go out to right field. He's been doing it for such a high level for so long that it's going to be fun to watch him for 162. He's multiple time MVP. I've just heard unbelievable things about him as a person. So to be able to get to know him and watch him on a daily basis, I'm excited.
There you go. So that's Max Fried, one of the newest Yankee edition. BT and Sal here on the Fan. I'm curious about this. We talked about who else was really close to the Yankees. You didn't want to divulge that. We respect it. But how much homework do you do specifically? Because listen, this is our job. We obsess over the stuff, Yankees and Mets, every day. The offseason moves. Were you able to go to the Yankees and address, hey, who's going to be playing first? Who's going to be playing third? What are we doing in the outfield? Did it get to that point, or were you given, I don't want to say assurances, but a good direction that maybe more moves might be coming for the Yanks?
There were, conversations, nothing specific, but at the same time, it's the New York Yankees, and they put a competitive roster year in, year out. They're in the playoffs competing for a World Series every single year. I think as far as personnel, I got a lot of confidence that they're going to put the right players in place to be able to have a team that's going to be able to compete for a World Series.
Max, any truth to the rumor you left the Braves because you didn't want to face Soto in the NL East?
No, I love facing him. It's a competitive matchup. He brings it every single at bat. He doesn't take an at bat off. So, you got to bring your A game. So it's always fun competing against them.
It's a good answer, man. And by the way, the American League East isn't too shabby either. Hey, listen, man, welcome to New York. Congrats on the contract. Number 54 looks good on you. Watch some of the old footage from the 70s with Goose. If you haven't already done that, Goose Gossage, who used to wear it. So you got to get on that as well. All right.
Absolutely. I'm on it.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Max.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Now, there you have it. Nice. Max Fried. Hey, I had to hit him with that soda
thing. That's funny.
I really wanted to get over it. Hey, Max, you and your buddies made fun of me in 2022 because the Ed Elise was over. He was with the Braves, of course, that year, BT. He was great against the Mets. He was a big-game pitcher in that regard, but you look up his postseason numbers, not very good.
ERA's over five.
I loved his answer, though. He had a few bad starts. Doesn't mean, you know what, don't bet against me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a gamer, too. And I know, like, you look at the leading the league in complete games, not what it used to be. Like, there's one or two.
Yeah.
But he's still done it. Like, you know, Fried has been a guy that can start, can finish what he starts. So I told you this before. I'm curious to see how he plays in New York. Seems to have the right attitude. But until you see him do it under that pressure, you don't know. But he would have been the one guy that I would have looked to sign if I'm the Yankees. Or any team looking for a top pitcher.
He's terrific, man. He misses barrels. He pitches to soft contact. He's a gamer. He's serious. He's focused. He's perfect for this team. Now you got to go out there and do it. And, you know, by chance he gets off to a rough start if he were to. And we've seen it happen before. Hell, Tino was like 1-for-24. He got booed. And then, you know, it's one thing to sit here, and I think it's going to be a terrific marriage, certainly for the first couple of years of this contract. I don't know about the back end. But as long as he gets off to a good start, it's going to be great. If he gets off to a rocky start, well, then he's got a chance to show that he's got that early medal and adjust to, you know, a city that's as tough as any city.
BT and Sal back on the field. Finish up on the phones here. BT, Ryan and Colwell's been waiting a while. It's been a Yankees show, obviously. All Yanks today. Ryan, what is on your mind?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. I got a couple players that, you know, could be of interest to the Yankees that have not been mentioned yet. And then I also have a proposal, a little trade-off for BT. I'll start with the players. The guys are Jerickson Profar and Ha-Sung Kim. Probably a couple cheaper options. I know they've already spent a bunch and, you know, maybe make another splash like a Walker type of player like that, where especially with Cashman saying that Bellinger's not locked into center, could be a little versatile. You know, I think that's where Profar fits in. He can play all three infield spots, can play corner outfield also.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim coming off a little bit of a down year is actually probably going to be a little cheaper than other options, but he's a good glove, can play all three infield spots, and has over, you know, his four-year career, I think it's 4 years, put up some pretty decent numbers on offense, you know, doesn't strike out a ton, runs the base as well. You know, I think two guys the Yankees could definitely take a look at.
Okay, you know, I get you on Profar, I get you on Kim. I do think that the Yankees are going to play Bellinger in center field. I know that report, I guess, a little premature, and it was refuted. That they already told Bellinger that he's going to play center field. I think it's a little bit of leverage. You know, I think if it's out there and you're like, all right, well, he's playing center, or it, by them saying that they have not committed, if you're the agent of Pete or you're the agent of Christian Walker, you know, I mean, you're like, oh, okay, so you definitely need that first baseman. This is all leverage. This is all stuff that Cashman could do in his sleep. He's very good at this. I think at the end of the day, I think Belly's in center, Judge in right, Dominguez in left, and I think that they get the big bopper at first.
Yeah, the majority of the time. Doesn't mean he can't play first on occasion,
yeah,
but
sure,
he's got to be
sure,
their center fielder. Anthony's in Red Bank, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Ant.
Hey, guys. Before I get to my point on Yankees and Fried, BT, I just got a funny story to tell you about New York City, you know, with the kids.
Okay.
Literally last year, it was around July 4th, and my wife came up to me all excited saying, I got us tickets. I was like, where? And so there's this German restaurant called Rolf's in the city.
Is that on the Upper East Side, or am I confusing that? Upper East?
I think it's like a mile and a half from Rockefeller Center.
Okay, I got you. Keep going.
It's a German restaurant, gotcha, that they decorate like crazy for Christmas.
Okay.
And it's like super hard to get a reservation.
All right.
So I'm like, okay, babe, you know, tell me, you know, in the beginning of December. I don't need to know 5 months from now.
Yeah.
So anyway, December comes, she gets four tickets to Rockefeller, and we go see the Rockettes, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
We get out. And we got about a half an hour to get to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we jump in one of these bicycles.
Yeah, I know them. By Central Park. Yeah, I got you.
I think they're called rickshaws.
Yeah.
And please, so for the love of God, get to the point of the story. Ant. Please, I'm begging you.
So basically, we get to the restaurant. We're 15 minutes late. The reservation is gone. And what do you think the rickshaw cost me? Over $300.
Oh, dude. I mean, hey, that's a you issue. I wouldn't do that. And I do a lot with my kids.
I give my dad the credit card. I try to fight it. I lose the battle.
Yeah.
But, 6 months for a reservation.
Yikes.
And word to the wise, don't jump in one of those things.
Ah, man, there's all sorts of ways to get around. Yeah, I mean, what are they? The pedicabs? What are they called there? They bike you around. They got the horses. Although, wait, didn't they get rid of the horses at Central Park?
Yeah, I think so.
They did,
a while
right?
ago, years ago. A
couple years ago?
What a call to close on. We do appreciate you taking the time to call, Ant, but we got 30 seconds left in the show. It took you 3 minutes to get to the rickshaw story. Want to hear more about Max Fried?
Yeah.
Guess I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
And look, Fried's a tremendous pitcher, no doubt about it. Clay Holmes, ERA, 3.71. Luke Weaver, BT, career, 4.85.
Understood. And sometimes they go different directions. You had to bring it back to that, didn't you? Sometimes they go different directions. I appreciate that. Sometimes they go different directions. Like, listen, Pete Alonso's got better stats than Walker, but Pete's going backwards.
Right.
Christian going forwards.
Maybe the Mets get Walker. Who knows?
There's no way they would do that.
They've been in on all these guys at teams. Yeah, anyway,
got anybody?
It was a fun show today.
It was.
Yankee Day. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m., same place, same time. Thanks for the listeners. Thanks for the callers. Thanks to Dope. Thanks to Hop. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.